Morning Watch, Philippians Week 3, Taking Christ as Our Pattern. Wednesday Related Verses. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. So then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who operates in you both the willing and the working for his good pleasure. Romans chapter 8, verses 4 through 6 and verse 11. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Verse 11. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Now the God of peace, he who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the blood of an eternal covenant, perfect you in every good work for the doing of his will, doing in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. So then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much rather in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Note 1, referencing so. As a consequence of taking Christ as a pattern of obedience in the preceding verses. Note 2, referencing obeyed. This answers to becoming obedient in verse 8. Note 3, referencing work. Carry out, bring to the ultimate conclusion. We have received God's salvation, which has as its climax are being exalted by God in glory, as the Lord Jesus was. We need to carry out the salvation to bring it to its ultimate conclusion by our constant and absolute obedience with fear and trembling. We have received the salvation by faith. Now we must carry it out by obedience, which includes our being genuinely one in our soul. To receive this salvation by faith is once for all. To carry it out is lifelong. Note 4, referencing salvation. Not eternal salvation from God's condemnation and from the lake of fire, but the daily salvation that is a living person. This daily salvation results from taking the very Christ whom we live, experience, and enjoy as our inward as well as outward pattern. The main elements of this salvation are Christ as the crucified life and Christ in his exaltation. When this pattern becomes the believer's inward life, the pattern becomes their salvation. Only this would make the apostles joyful. In chapter 1, salvation comes through the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. But here, salvation comes from the operating God within us. the operating God is actually the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In both these cases, salvation is a practical, daily, moment-by-moment salvation. The constant salvation in chapter 1, verse 19, is one in which a particular believer is saved from a specific encounter in a particular situation, whereas the constant salvation in chapter 2, verse 12, is one in which any believer is saved from ordinary things in common situations in his daily living. Note 5, referencing fear. Fear is the inward motive. Trembling is the outward attitude. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working, for his good pleasure. Note 1, referencing 4. 4 introduces the reason we need to obey always. The reason is that God operates in us. In God's economy, we have the Lord Jesus as our pattern, as the standard of our salvation. And we also have God operating in us, both the willing and the working, that our salvation may be carried out, brought to its ultimate conclusion. It is not that we by ourselves carry it out, but that God operates in us to do it. The only thing we need to do is to obey the inner operating God. Note 2, referencing God. The God who operates in us is the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the very God who is Christ in us and the Spirit in us. The three, the Spirit, God, and Christ, are one. Note 3, referencing operates or energizes. Note 4, referencing willing. The willing is within, the working is without. The willing takes place in our will, indicating that God's operation begins from our spirit and spreads into our mind, emotion, and will. This corresponds with Romans chapter 8, where we see that God works from our spirit, through our mind, and eventually into our physical body. Note 5, referencing working, or acting, the same Greek word as for operates in this verse. Note 6, referencing good, the good pleasure of his will. God's good pleasure is that we may reach the climax of his supreme salvation.